Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very, very well. And we've also got Grace in the studio. Kia ora, Grace. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
No, it's exciting to have you up here. What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about a new exhibition that is opening at Auckland Museum on the 13th of June, and it goes to the 1st of December. And it's called Carried Away, Bags Unpacked. And so we are very lucky to have Grace Lai in the studio, who is the curator of Applied Arts and Design at Auckland Museum.
Yes.
That's a good title. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you for saying all of it.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background before we get into what the exhibition's about?
Yeah, so I'm the curator of Applied Arts and Design, and I basically look after the collection. And I guess a lot of people want to know what Applied Arts and Design is. And basically the way I kind of describe it is everything that's not fine art, so okay. Anything that's not painting or sculpture, and so fashion, from fashion to plates and furniture.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. So that's that kind really of cool. Leads us into what Carried Away, Bags Unpacked is about, because it's not just a collection of handbags, It's a collection of every kind of bag item, including plastic bags and Chatelaines.
What's a chatelaine?
Yeah.
So basically it's a set of like short chains off which tools would hang, like sewing kits or mini portraits that you would carry with you. And it was really popular during the Victorian era.
Right.
And ladies of the house would carry it around and make lots of clang noises.
Very Game of Thrones.
Yeah. To know you're coming.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Can you tell us a bit about how the idea for this exhibition came about?
So basically, Landmarks and Encounter, which is the Applied Arts and Design Galleries, closed last year. And we really wanted to, you know, have something on offer that kind of spoke to the collection. And with the new exhibition halls opening, it was a really good opportunity to do that. And bags specifically came about because we wanted to look at a single object and kind of do a deep dive into sort of the range of what a bag can mean. The collection kind of supported it as well. We have about 200 odd objects of bags or bag-related objects in the collection, and we narrowed it down to 155 for the show.
Wow. And where do the bags come from?
All over the place. It was really interesting. So most of it actually came from England, from the early settlers. But we also have a few contemporary pieces from New Zealand designers like Vita Cochrane, and also Isaac Katzoff, which is a glass artist. And
wow.
I saw his work at the Auckland Art Fair, and it was these beautiful like glass bags, and it's kind of beautiful pinks and sort of browns. And it was a great piece to kind of speak to the plastic bag conversation.
Yeah. So are they like bags that you can use, his, or are they more of a like an object, like an art object?
Yeah, so his particular one was an art object, but because we don't collect single-use or plastic, soft plastics in the collection.
Okay, right.
Because they would degrade.
Yeah.
So it was a great sort of stand-in.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I'm quite interested as well, because this seems like a really huge sort of topic, in the sense that a bag could be a lot of different things, and the kind of stuff that you've got on display does vary, as you're saying, from these beautiful art objects, beautiful like contemporary bits of design, right through to functional, practical bits and pieces. What were some of the like gems that you discovered in the collection while you were going through?
Oh, I mean, just even for me to kind of just wrap my head around what a bag is and what it can be, and gems, I kind of love the ones that kind of grew on me, like the ones I was like, oh, why do we have this?
Why is this in our collection?
Yeah, like who brought it in?
Donated that.
And those are the ones that kind of really intrigue me. Like there was one specific one that's kind of a moss green crocheted kind of monstrosity in the beginning. It's sort of the size of a, you know, face cloth.
Right.
And it's kind of moss green. It's got chunky crochet and these kind of big yellow ribbons, and it's a pocket for a pocket watch.
Ah, okay, so it's made specifically for the watch to go in.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And it just kind of, those are the, you're sort of like, why would anyone have
this?
That?
Yeah.
And it came as a pair. So I think someone crocheted it for, it's a kind of husband and wife watch pocket.
Isn't watch
you
pocket.
Can't really kind of decline that use if it's given to you by your loved one, can you?
No.
It's
like, I'll use this so often.
So a lot of these bags have stories behind them too. Mm. Do you have kind of any favourite stories?
Oh, again, it's more like the process of actually looking into the collection and getting to spend time with them. Mm-hmm. And we found these, like when we literally unpacked them, we found sort of there was a central London map in one of them, sort of in era. But my favourite one's probably ones that has like two pills in them that we don't know what they are. We still don't know what they are. And so there's a various theories about, you know, is it drugs? Is it, you know, cholesterol pills? A little bit less exciting.
Yeah. And you also brought the book up. And inside there was a New World bag.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that one?
Again, sort of like, I think the process of getting to the show was just the most fun. And we unpacked something unrelated to the show, and they had all these millions of buttons. So this catalogue is a sort of a button bag. Mm-hmm. So millions of buttons, but the carry itself was this like brown paper New World bag.
Oh my God, so good. From what era?
Sort of, I think, from the 70s, because just from the lady that was on the front. And it says, "Go to New World for Isles of Smiles." And I just love that.
So good. So there's some real gems in there, bits of cultural history as well. I love the idea that what's in your bag is very revealing of your personality.
Yes.
So finding sort of your map or your mystery pills and things like that tells you a little bit about who might have owned that originally. Where does it come from? Do these get donated to the collection, or do you guys go and seek them out, or how does it work?
Most of them are actually donations. And for this particular show, all of them are from the museum collection, so none of them are on loan, which is quite exciting. But I was really lucky that I was able to get two bags for the show, so the Isaac Katzoff bag and also a Deadly Ponies bag that Liam actually kindly donated to us.
Oh, that's nice.
And that's the newest bag from earlier this year, 2019.
Yeah.
Cool.
And how long does it take to kind of put this exhibition together?
This one is taking us about just over a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a lot of work going into the bags.
Definitely. Yeah. Like all the conservation and the photography and the display mounts. It's a huge project, and I'm so thankful for the amazing team that was able to bring it together.
So when's it opening again?
13th of June.
So that's quite soon, and the book comes out soon as well, is that right?
Yeah, so it'll be launched on the same day and you can get it at the bookstore.
Yay. And there's also workshops where you can get tote bags printed with your own slogan.
Yes. So
very good.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
Is that going to be like a screen printing thing, or is that going to be more of a digital print? Or
I actually have no idea.
So digital.
Head along and you'll find out either way. So a bit of information about that on the website, I presume.
Yes. Yep.
And it's called Carried Away, Bags Unpacked, and it's from the 13th of June to the 1st of December at Auckland Museum.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Grace.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Grace. Thank you, Penny, for popping up for Fashion this morning. Go and check that one out at the museum, guys.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.